All right, the trees animal sounds challenge. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this came about because of a particularly hilarious bit about a giraffe. So, I am driving, but we've got a little dash thing, so. Let's see, sheep. A sheep says ba, and their actual sound, if they were me, would be bah. And if they were doing the business, I imagine you'd just go up an octave and go bah, bah, bah. That's probably my best one. So get ready to be disappointed. The next one is a cow. And a cow, of course, says moo. My impression of a cow. I've got to prepare. Get low. Would be so there's a cow. And if a cow was doing the business, I just don't know. A dog. Alright, so dogs say woof or bark, and I'm gonna do a terrible dog impression. It's gonna be the worst. I imagine something like woof, woof, woof. And doing the business, I imagine it would just be a lot of whines of an octave that is out of my range. Frog says ribbit. I can't really do a frog because they're really quite high-pitched, aren't they? If they're real, like, tree frogs. But I could do a bullfrog, I suppose, which would be like and then if a bullfrog was to do the business, I don't know. Maybe there'd be some inhales and some gasps. So okay, so now a horse says neigh, and I have glasses and headphones on, and my face doesn't shake around like I think some of yours does. Or trees, I've heard yours. It's amazing. My face doesn't do that. So I'll just try. It's gonna sound bad, but So, and then if a horse was to do the business, I don't know. I'm gonna skip over that one. Now the next one is a cat. And cats typically say meow, which sounds a bit like And then if a cat was to do the business, I've got two versions. I've got the real cat, and then I've got the personified cat. So real cat would be something like because, you know, cat penises are barbed, so there would be some pain involved and some ouches in cat language. The personified cat would maybe say something like, oh, you want me to eat you out? All right, well, I'll just nibble around the edges. Nope. Nothing in the middle, because I'm a cat, aren't I? We don't need anything in the middle, do we? Mm-mm. Let's see. Or at least that's how my cat eats, just a circle. the next one is a chicken. Chickens say, well, depending on their gender, I guess, they say bok, bok, or cock-a-doodle-doo. I'm not going to do the rooster sound, but a chicken would, I hope it doesn't sound too much like a turkey or that Cadbury bunny, but they would go, burk, 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 burk. I can't do a chicken. I'm not even going to try the business. So the two that I've chosen, I only remember one of, so that would be the donkey. and donkeys bray, I think, is what you see written. And donkey bray sounds like ah. And having lived close to donkeys, I know that they like to have sex a lot. So they really get down to business, and it's just more elongated and louder. I'm not going to go any louder. Just pulled up in the parking lot. So a donkey doing the business would be something like... Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And then I thought about another animal that I'd like to do, but I do a terrible impression, which would be the elephant, which trumpets, so I can't do the impression, so just, you know, imagine, toot, trumpeting. But the personified elephant, I imagine, would say, oh, isn't that great to have a prehensile penis? I must be the luckiest son of a gun alive. This prehensile penis, I swear I could get myself off just with it. Just, I'm gonna get gross now. I better stop before that happens. But I imagine that the elephant would be thinking, why doesn't everybody else's penis move around like mine does? Also, completely sober. Damn it, Therese.